Hey, it's just me though. Kenny Z, drunk, sipping on Hennessy.
The rap music scene on PEI has been an underground movement for several years, but that's all changing. Ben Taylor has been part of the evolution.
My name is Ben Taylor. My rap name is BT Flow. I've been rapping since I was 14 years old. I'm from Cornwall, Prince Edward Island. You know, in my age group, you could count the amount of people who rapped on PEI with one hand. Now you absolutely can, even with two.
Taylor started rapping when he was 14. There was an incident. He was caught smoking weed in the dugouts at East Wilshire School and got suspended. Naturally, he was angry. So he went home and wrote a rap song.
So I started writing a rap, and it was horrible. Like, it was just a really angry, horrible, it was your typical, like, 14-year-old trying to be Eminem, like, trash in his room type rap.
7 years later, he had honed his craft. He was working hard, but at the same time, he felt like he wasn't moving forward. Then, one night at a local bar, changed everything. He was set to perform at Baba's Lounge, like many times before, and he expected a small crowd as usual. But that's not what happened.
A little over a year ago, there was a show at Baba's Lounge, and it was me, Lil Slime, Vince, The Messenger, and Marquise and The Squid. They're all Unreal artists. It was us four, and that was all who was on the bill. And we got, it was the same night as 12 Bars, so we were just kind of like, good, like, everyone's going to be busy with 12 Bars, but, like, why not? Let's do this show. And I went in, like, I didn't know what to expect. Like, I was looking forward to it either way, because it was the first show I did in a long time. And the show, they hit capacity twice. And that was kind of like the moment I realized. I was like, this is legit. Like, this.
At the time, rap was really something you had to seek out. But according to Music PEI director Rob Oakey, rap is evolving. There are musicians doing crossovers with other genres, and it helps the urban music scene become more visible.
But there is definitely a scene here, and there's seems to be recently more interest in it. There's some new artists coming up that are really encouraging, artists like Vince the Messenger. There's a guy that's definitely got some potential. And what's really interesting, and I'm not sure if it's because of him or other people reaching out to him, but he's connecting with other genres like pop and rock, and he's actually making appearances at their shows.
Daniel Butterfield has been rapping since he was 13, but he has been producing more serious songs under his alias the past year.
My stage name is Vince the Messenger, basically just like a hip-hop artist here. I collaborate with Nemo, who's like my producer, my main producer. He produced all of my albums, Self-Sabotage.
For inspiration when writing hip-hop, Butterfield draws from other artists. However, anything can spark his creativity.
Just being influenced by, like, other artists who are already doing the art form is kind of what inspires me. And then I draw a lot of inspiration just from, like, day-to-day life, I guess, too. Like anything will inspire me. Just, like, if maybe, like, I'm flipping through, like, a newspaper or something, I read, like, a headline, like, that'll just, like, spark my mind to maybe, like, write something about that topic.
Butterfield is an award-winning artist. His album Self-Sabotage was the 2019 Urban Recording of the Year on PEI.
It feels awesome. Like, it feels like all the work that we've put in is, like, getting recognition by other people. And it's cool because, like, to hear it from, like, people who are, like, just into hip-hop, like, exclusively is cool. But, like, to hear it from an entire organization like Music PEI recognizing, like, the genre and, like, what I put in is, it feels good.
Vince is one of the few black rappers on PEI.
Hip-hop has always been something I've been into, too, because it's, like, it's a predominantly black culture, right? So looking at that, it's, like, I can kind of relate to, you know, things that they're talking about, so it makes it easy for me.
Butterfield doesn't know where his rap career will take him. He wants to produce a music video with other island artists, but mostly, he's going with the flow.
Like Mr. Sun, I say, like, the sun gon' shine when it wants to. They can't decide what you won't do. It's just kind of telling myself, like, you don't have control over everything that's going to happen, but people also don't have control over what you're going to do. You kind of have to, like, make things yourself.
The sun gon' shine when it wants to. They can't decide what you won't do. You live your life and that's on you. You live your life and that's on you.